with attendance of such an individual that inshallah will bless us today in this most beautiful and blessed gathering. As Imam Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, that a moment spent in the company of the people of Allah, the pious people of Allah, the saints of Allah, is better than 100 years of worship. This is the blessing. And in fact, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, when doing tashri of this, he says, according to me, meaning Hazrat Akim al-Ummat, is better than 1,000 years ibadat. And Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he says in a beautiful poem, in Urdu he says, that kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, mil jai kisi ko ay akhtar, usko a gaya hai jina, usko a gaya hai marna. That a person, if Allah blesses him to acquire the company of the people, ahle dil, he says ahle dil, this is referring to those people that their hearts are shrouded by the love and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That every moment of their life is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says that a person, if he acquires the company of such people, then he has learned how to live and he has learned how to die. I.e. meaning he will live a path of that will lead to pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will leave this world in such state that Allah will be pleased with him. As he says that these individuals have given their lives away to take the people and connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the means of connecting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever joins their caravan, this caravan is leading to one destination, which is the connection and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, if we sit here with an open heart, every single one of us is in need of this. Every single individual is in need of this. If we sit here with an open heart and with the intention that, oh Allah, I want to build a connection with you. You are my creator, you are my master, you are my Lord. And I wish that I create a connection with you, and I'm sat here because I know this is the means, and I know you have commanded us to sit here. Why? Because Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. So, O people of Iman, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to converse with the people of Iman, He uses Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. So He's talking to me and you. Ittaqullah, fear Allah, gain taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then how do we do this? Allah says, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That's stay with the righteous people, stay with the truthful people. If we do this, then we will gain this taqwa, which is fear and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a sign. Just today, yesterday we read in Riyadhus Salihin that the ulama said this is a sign that in every era there will be people of Allah. Until the day of judgment, there will be people of Allah in every era to guide people and build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without any delay, before our respected and honorable guest, Hazrat Sheikh Asif Hussain Farooqi Sahib, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, who resides in Bolton and has spent all his life in guiding people and becoming a means of guidance and connecting people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has ijazah of Hazrat Mawlana Ali Murtaza Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who studied at the same time as Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi. In fact, he was his classmate and studied Dora Hadith under the company of the father of Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. So today indeed we are very blessed. Wallahi, this is a very blessed moment, not just for the people sat here, but for the whole of town of Burnley. Because when an elder, when a pious saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala steps his blessed foot in such a town, then indeed the blessing and mercy of Allah is descending upon that town. So we are very lucky, and you know, we thank Allah for this fazl and karam. So before the respected Shaykh starts his discourse, I would like to invite Hafiz Hifzur Rahman Sahib from our Burnley to come and recite some recitation of the Quran, and then inshallah after that our respected guest will deliver his discourse. But before we do that, it is very important that we refrain from taking any photographies or any videos. This is totally not allowed. This is in every program that we have here, but it's important that nobody takes any pictures or any videos. So please respect this request, because if we do see people taking any photos and videos, then unfortunately we will ask you to remove them pictures. So it's better if we respect that, if we respect the request that no photos or videos taken throughout the whole program. Jazakumullah khair. Hafiz Hifzur Rahman.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله جزاك الله تحافظ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his voice, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the ability to preserve the Quran in his heart until his last breath. Now all brothers are requested to sit with open hearts with this intention that whatever we listen to, inshallah, we will practice upon. And inshallah, if we listen to the discourse of the Shaykh with this good intention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our hearts for us. Inshallah, there will be an English translation taking place in the back room. So if any brothers do not understand Urdu and only understand English, then are requested to sit in the room at the back. There will be translation taking place simultaneously whilst the Shaykh is speaking. And secondly, inshallah, again, we are blessed in the next few months. The people of Burnley will know, inshallah, Hazrat will be coming back on the 17th of February in Nelson in Naik Trust, Mona Khalid Sahib's Masjid, Naik Trust in Nelson on the 17th of February after Maghrib Salah. So indeed, the next few months we are blessed with the presence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give good health to our respected Shaykh and give him the ability to guide us and guide the whole Ummah to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any delay. Inshallah, Hazrat Sahib will start his discourse.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah's millions and millions of times over, shukr, we should do that Allah Ta'ala has given the tawfiq, the ability and capability to myself to come into the company of such pious and good, clean-hearted people as yourselves, and Allah has given me that opportunity to sit amongst yourselves. Allah's rahmah, we are hopeful of Allah's mercy, that due to this pious and blessed gathering, that Allah Ta'ala will give us benefit and Allah Ta'ala will elevate our ranks. The objective is not to give a lecture. I haven't come here to give a speech, my friends. Just want to have a short discussion with you and present a discussion with yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an Hakim, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Subhanallah. And this is a very important message of Allah Ta'ala. Every word of the Qur'an is our life, our guidance, our way. But sometimes it occurs, and due to the generation and times we live in, some of the ahkams and orders, instructions of Allah are very essential and important. This day and age, in the environments that surround us, according to the lives that we are living, according to our lifestyles and methods, according to the societies that we live in, according to the weaknesses that are prevalent amongst us and around us and within us, this verse is showing us a very great path and route, and it's showing the route and path for that destination, my brothers, which is going to come. If not today, if not tomorrow, if not the day after, but it's going to come, and that is maut, death. Death is a very big reality, and this is the measurement gauge for us that we've made ourselves, that a sick person dies, person who has diabetes, he's very close to death. The heart patient or who's had a heart operation, he's very close to death. If he's daif, if he's weak, he's going to die soon. If he's young, play, enjoy, do what you want. Do what you want. And do actions which are wrong. And the parents will say, even the parents are probably like this, khair, khair, it's okay, no problem, we got time. You know yourself, what can I say to you? That you will have experiences of life and in the world. That the youngster, he goes, and those who have diabetes and they think that he's about to die, his life continues to increase in this world. Because this is not in our hands. The principle of when death will come is in Allah's control. Whenever He wants, He will call somebody back or send somebody to the world. Why is it necessary for us in this day and age that shaitan has made us forget death? The reality of death, the event of death, we have forgotten. Mostly, generally speaking, we have forgotten. If a janazah occurs, we think, oh, he was going to die anyway. He had to depart anyway. We aren't going to go anywhere, are we? We think today, if we, this ummah, nation, was to understand and recognize the reality of death, the reality Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, stated to us, then our hal would also be like those sahaba ikram who'd wake up and cry due to the fear of death. Cry. Until qiyamah. Until the day of judgment. Those amal, we could not understand how valuable they were about them. Allah Ta'ala said that I am pleased with them. Radi, rada. So can anyone compare to them? Those stars, and they had khawf, that when they saw the graves, they would cry so much, their beards would be wet. Such great personalities. And we are in another way, that even if there's a janazah in front of us, and it's a good opportunity, we think, oh yeah, we'll meet the relatives there, we'll meet our friends there, and we'll have a chit-chat there, and the discussions, then the culture, tradition of the night, eating, drinking, everything goes into tradition. Eating, drinking, function after someone's died, it becomes a traditional get-together. If only somebody was to ask, that the person who's gone into the grave, what's his hal? What's his condition? What's the situation with that person? What hisab and accounting and questioning he's going through, severity? This is that reality, the time that's about to come in our life, after death, after this manzil. So many big challenges will confront us after death, that me and you will have to see those, confront those. And qabr is the first one, the grave. So if the ibtida, the initiation of that journey after death, is so severe, and we are all going to go down that route, but still, subhanallah, glory be to Allah, Allah is Kareem and merciful. that all these challenges, that the 50,000 days long, the Day of Judgment, standing there, and then, my brothers, the severe conditions of the Day of Judgment, the severity in the grave on the Day of Hashar, Resurrection, on Qiyamah Day, Judgment Day, Allah Ta'ala has given us a cure from the hardship. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That only that person should be afraid who doesn't have the cure, who doesn't have the solution from the hardship. Only that person should be scared of death who doesn't have the cure and the solutions against those severities. But the person who has the cure, he's waiting, that moat, when is it coming? This is impure where I am now, and I'm stuck here. I need to go and see Allah. If only our mindset was to develop and change for the better. If only our focus was to improve for the better. That here, a person will say that I'll enjoy living here and I'll enjoy going there. Khawf will disappear. Fear will disappear. The khawf will go. Tell me, brethren, that for us Allah's prepared mansions, massive structures, such food and dishes and feasts that we cannot imagine are being prepared, such hoors and maidens and women, that if a man was to look, then all of the attractions of the world would be suppressed, and there will be mine and yours wives. Yes, so the eyes close. And then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors to paradise. Allah says, in your grave I will give you the window that you could look into your home in paradise. Only that person should be scared of the grave who doesn't have the solution to the issues here, isn't it? Only that person should be scared who doesn't have a destination, who doesn't have an objective, who doesn't have a roadmap. That's what we have to think about. That's it. Don't be afraid. Don't be upset. Don't be scared. Allah is Rahim. Allah is Kareem, and His Habib was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Mercy to the universe. So Raham beyond Raham. Fadl beyond Fadl. Karam beyond Karam. That's it. Just let's set our footsteps on that path, and walk along that path, and we'll get the benefit. This ayah that I've just recited to you in the beginning, has Allah Ta'ala not told us enough in this verse? Qadir Mutliq, Allah who owns Jannah, who made Hellfire, who made the hoors and the mansions and created you, created the universe. Everything is in Allah's control. He, supreme, most, is telling us such a great encouragement. Allah is saying, Tuflihun. Tuflihun. Such a great word. Such a great word, Allah says. That Mufti Taqi Sahib Madalala said that you cannot do tafsir of this word of falah. Allahu Akbar. That we have said falah. We have said falah, but we cannot understand fully the meaning of the word falah. Allah in this word has put so much fadl, so much mercy and blessings into these words that nothing has been left behind. Subhanallah. Nothing has been left behind. That if anyone attains falah, subhanallah, and then, even then, this word of falah, we cannot give tafsir correct, fully, 100%. There are more and above that rewards that Allah Ta'ala will give. We just cannot comprehend. What does it mean? Think about it. So Allah has given a guarantee. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَحُونَ. And the pious elders have told us, and I'd like to give you a summary of what they've stated so that we can quickly understand. I'll give you a quick example. I'm not giving a speech. It's just about discussing and understanding so that our majlis, we do dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala put something good into my mind and I deliver that to you and you listen, and then alhamdulillah I do amal on this. I am more in need, and due to your barakah I will also do amal. You are pious, and may Allah Ta'ala elevate your status even more. So the enjoyment is this, is that this gathering of ours, it shouldn't become an assembly that in the hereafter it is recognized as a gathering of loss. No, rather it should become such a gathering, alhamdulillah, that this whole gathering that's sitting down here now, everyone should be gathered together in the hereafter and going into Jannah together. Subhanallah. So Allah, I swear by Allah, it's possible. Wallahi is possible, 100%. That Allah Ta'ala, if He says that all these people are gathered and they're about to go into paradise, do you know why they're going into paradise? That they've got the Hisab Kitab in their pockets, they won't ask any questions. It was when they went to the gathering, Allah said, I love that. And that's when I forgave all of them on that day, in that night. Yes? So can anyone say that this is deception? I swear by Allah, I've got more yaqeen than this. If I say that these lights are on and we can see, more yaqeen than that is the fact that Allah will give the success. And we are listening to Allah's words and His promise. I don't know you, you don't know me. And I had no program to come, nor do I come or go, and I'm unwell. But eventually, what can I do? Yes, that I'm in front of you, that I'm a bit ashamed, I'm coming here, and I have to, people dragged me and requested, and I have come. So listen carefully, attentively. Today life should change. Put your hands up, everyone. This class of mine is starting now. Nobody will leave empty-handed. You will leave with Jannah, paradise, inshallah. Okay? Every man should forget. First of all, remember that there's no bigger sinner than me. That's it. Forget that. Forget your salah, forget your worship. Just recognize this fact. Everything's a deception. That's it. That as all the people who sat here, forget your hajj and your umrah and all your worship, say to yourself that there's no bigger sinful person in the world today than me. And today I'm going to beg Allah's fadl and karam, and I'm going to depart with Allah's forgiveness. And whoever's thought that I am pious, I've got ibadah, I'm this and I'm that, then leave here. Yes, because this is the gathering of sinful people, and we have come here to attain maghfirah from Allah. Allah loves humility, humbleness. We've come to beg from Allah. We haven't come for any other reason. May Allah forgive. May Allah forgive. That Allah's mawt could come today, tomorrow, the day after. If we're forgiven, that's fine. If we depart in a good way. So brothers, that Allah Ta'ala is saying here, tuflahoon. What is the meaning of this? What are we attaining from this? That the biggest demand of a mu'min, there are three things. My friends, listen carefully. Yeah, Allah says, la'allakum tuflahoon. I'm not trying to give a lecture. I'm just trying to explain carefully. And this will match with the hadith. Allah Ta'ala has given us guidance. Also in a dua of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a beautiful dua. That Allah have mercy on me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this dua. That Allah have rahmah, have mercy on me. And Allah forgive me and have mercy on me. And become pleased with me, Allah. All of my deeds, Allah accept them. What a beautiful dua, isn't it? And further, Allah, all of the things that are good, Allah, give them to me so I can attain them. You are in control, most supreme. So the meaning that arises from this, the ulama ikram, the respectful scholars, the pious elders have distributed the meaning of this in three ways. So I'll ask you, do you want this or not? If you want, then the solution will come. And if we don't want, then what's the point of presenting the cure, the solution? We're just wasting time. If you say we need this, then let's extract the solution for our issues. See what Allah Ta'ala is saying. What's the meaning of tuflahun? The dunya and the akhirah, the world and the hereafter, both of our lives, this world and the hereafter, should become better. Do you want this, brother? Say it loudly, inshallah. I'm not asking for charity from you, am I? Do you want that your life is better in this world and the hereafter, that this dunya we're living in and our akhirah both become first class and easy, the best for us? Do you want this? The best life in both worlds? Okay, let's then understand. Second point, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they become pleased with us. Do we want this? Inshallah. Isn't it good, isn't it? Solid promise, solid request, truth. Should we go to the third point? That our qalb becomes full of light and noor and clean. Do we want this, brothers? Honest? Okay. So then we've got the solution. That these three requirements, these are not minor desires. Rather Allah, Rabbul Kainat, the Lord of the universe, is guaranteeing, oh my creation, that turn away, do a U-turn from the sins. If we understand this today, that even today these points I just mentioned, the three things, then we can get these from this majlis, inshallah. We can. Forget your sins. Start a new life. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Today we are going to start a new life, new lease of life. We start from a new chapter, a new page. Forget your old life. Forget the sins, the darkness. Three things we will attain. How? How? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَحُونَ. Subhanallah. Do my dhikr, Allah says. Remember me often. I'm not saying, who's saying? Allah in His Quran is saying. And remember Allah often. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَحُونَ. So that you might attain to a happy state. Allah says, remember me. Allah says, do my dhikr. No other dhikr, as Allah said, for this. Allah has given a guarantee for these three things. Dunya and akhirah will be improved. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be happy with us. And tomorrow, Allah says your heart will be full of light and nur. You sat on the earth and the light goes to the heavens. The angels are proud that this man in the world, he's got nur in his heart. Subhanallah, and there are people like this in the world. Are they not? Are they not? Were the Sahaba Ikram not like this? The noble companions? Radiallahu anhum. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I've seen the stars, they're shining in the sky. I was reading the Quran. He said after a while that if you continued, then in the morning you'd see that the angels would come to you and shake your hands. They were the same human beings with hearts that ate and drank and wore clothes, but their hearts were full of nur. وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَحُونَ Allah says. Oh my brothers, oh people who live here, before death, let's prepare for death, and this is the best preparation. What should we do? These three things, to attain these three results, Allah says, what should you do? Do my dhikr, remember me. That's it. That's it. Do you understand Allah's message? Oh, dhikr, I do dhikr. Oh, look, this tasbih I've got, I do dhikr. I remember Allah. We say this, don't we, very easily. But dhikr, there's a unique dhikr. Wadhkulullah. Dhikr is everything. Reading Quran, Salah. This is also dhikr, that looking at your wife, that according to the Akhirah, looking towards the hereafter, you put a morsel of food into your wife's mouth to bring up the kids, to run a business with this niyyah, that will bring my kids up, make them hafiz, make them good. This is also dhikr. Everything is dhikr. Ta'aleem, tabliq, chilla, everything is dhikr. Or is it not? It's all dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Namaz is dhikr, everything is dhikr. So what has Allah Ta'ala said here? Allah hasn't just said dhikr on its own. Allah Ta'ala said, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا So here where we lose out, this is where we fail. We don't understand the next word, that what is dhikran kathira? We don't understand this. That doing dhikr, we must do dhikr to get to this destination. What dhikr should we do? Dhikran kathira. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا Remember often Allah, often, much. As much as you can. So we do dhikr before today, but after today we do dhikr and kathira. Then we'll get these three results in front of us, inshallah, totally. And me and you will do this dhikr kathira. And every person will do this dhikr before departing this masjid, inshallah. Dhikr and kathira. So what's the difference between dhikr and kathira? What's the difference? In high quantity dhikr and just doing dhikr. Let's listen. Understand. Dhikr, I've told you, all good actions are dhikr because we're doing them. Good actions. But dhikran kathira is different. It's different. Dhikr, remembrance of that we do, doing tasbih, la ilaha illallah, whatever. This is temporary. Temporary, according to that time we're in at that time. Leave the tasbih, can you do dhikr? No. You're not doing dhikr. When you're praying salah, when you finish praying salah, are you doing dhikr? No. So this is all temporary within a set time frame. When you do hajj, is dhikr? When you leave hajj, is it dhikr? No. So it's all temporary. But dhikr and kathira is permanent, ongoing, continuous. Difference. So Allah Ta'ala says, put this to the side. You'll get thawab. Do it at its apportioned time. But get to this stage, which is the highest stage. What dhikr will we have to do? Dhikr and kathira. And what dhikr is that? Daimi, permanent dhikr. Do you understand daimi? Ongoing. Without hesitation, without stopping, every moment, every second, that's the condition. Put your hands up. How many people do this dhikr, dhikr and kathira? That's why we haven't got our destination. That's why we're upset. That's why we're down. That's why janazas will continue to be prayed in this hal. Will we go unsuccessful? What will we say to Allah? Didn't we have the Quran? Did we not have ulama ikram, respectful scholars, masajid? We were stupid. They explained to us in Jummah, in every dars, in every bayan. But we don't understand these points. How easy Allah has made getting Jannah, attaining Jannah. That if you do one action, Allah gives total 100% guarantee. 100% guarantee Allah is giving. Dhikran kathira. That do dhikr, yes, do dhikr as much as you can. But there is thawab there for what you do. That there's this much thawab, do this, recite this. But this special dhikr Allah is mentioning, dhikran kathira. Dhikr and abundance, that's where we'll get the reward. Allah is happy, Allah is also some happy, you'll get dunya, you'll get the hereafter, and your heart will be full of nur and light, subhanallah. What else do we need? What else do we need? So this dhikr, dhikr and kathira, permanent, ongoing. So dhikr that we do time and here and there, there is thawab. But when we do the same dhikr from the heart, kathira, high quantity, often, then it's 70 times greater is that dhikr, 70 times greater. What a big difference. And why not? When it's permanent dhikr. When you do permanent dhikr, dhikr kathira, then the thawab, the reward is multiplied 70 times. The thawab will also increase. The thawab has gone up. The reward has gone up. So dhikr that we do, common dhikr, general dhikr, there is thawab, Allah will reward that you did dhikr, this me. But the daimi dhikr, kathira, permanent, ongoing, continuous, ticking away. What will Allah say? Allah will ask the angels, that did you, my angels, can you present his file, this person's files, his book of deeds, his records, what did you do? Allah will say, bring more. They'll say, nothing else, Allah, we presented everything. No more thawab. Allah will say, huh? There is more reward. And you haven't given the full balance. They'll say, Allah, we were given such pens and books that we could never miss a deed of his. We didn't miss any of the facts. Allah will say, that where's that thawab? It is such thawab that you could not even write, because that was between me and my servant. Subhanallah. His actions. And the angel will say, Allah, what's that? What did he do? Allah will explain, that was the daimi, permanent, kathira dhikr that he used to do. That you weren't aware of. Look at the difference between the two. Do you understand what I'm saying? How great is this permanent ongoing dhikr that we're speaking about? How great it is. So this dhikr, when you're holding a tasbih, you're reciting loudly, may Allah forgive. That who we showing, I'm pious, I'm a wali Allah, I'm doing dhikr, I'm doing this, I'm about to become a kutub, don't ask me, this has happened to me, I've experienced this. Because it's heart, isn't it? Shaitan, he influences us, we want to show off pomp and glory and riya and showing off. It eats away at the deeds of a person. But daimi dhikr, permanent, ongoing, kathira dhikr, has no pride, no showing off. No, because only Allah knows, 100% qabool, accepted beyond accepted, subhanAllah. So it's a great action. And this dhikr, for this, we normal common dhikr, we have to use our tongues, hold tasbih, think, memorize words, phrases, long wazifas and long lessons. But the daimi dhikr, permanent dhikr, you don't need to move your tongue, you don't need to move your body, no holding tasbih, nothing. Allahu Akbar. So where does this dhikr get performed? In the heart, within the heart. The permanent dhikr and kathira, hand free, mouth free, lips free, eyes free, body free, nothing. What's ticking away? The heart. Yes? Your hand and mind and body is in the world working, and your heart is attached to Allah. End of story. End of. And this is called permanent dhikr. Daimi. And this common dhikr that we do, reading books, do this many tasbihs, do dhikr of Allah, recite this, we keep on doing this. But this dhikr, daimi dhikr, permanent dhikr, ongoing dhikr, is so important and necessary that you have to learn this from a sheikh, a teacher, qualified to teach you. You have to find that teacher and learn this dhikr from him. Subhanallah. It's a great higher level of dhikr, and it delivers to the individual, the dhakir, to higher levels. And who can teach you this dhikr? The Allah Ta'ala selected the doctors, the mashayikh, the respectful, qualified sheikhs. Until if we don't go to their gatherings, we don't go to their company and present ourselves, our qabreen, great scholars who wrote thousands of books, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayh, and Hazrat Qasim al-Nawti rahmatullah, Hazrat Saran Puri rahmatullah, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, great scholars. But for daimi zikr, they had to go to Haji Sahib. They had to go to Haji Sahib, the Sheikh. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has made it like this, that if we do not bring daimi permanent dhikr into our hearts, we cannot bring it into our hearts unless kibar is eliminated. If I don't go to a teacher and say, this is me, teach me. When a big scholar or a high status person goes to his teacher and says, I need to make an ustad, I need to pick up his slippers and his shoes, I need to annihilate my nafs and desires. And the striving is different in this dhikr. In this dhikr, that you get elevation, the more you lower yourself, the more you humble yourself, the more you bring yourself to humility, Allah elevates that person higher spiritually. And he won't feel showing off in picking up the shoes of the sheikh. He won't complain in doing khidmat service. You'll say that Allah Ta'ala makes that person continue to bow. Have we seen how people did khidmat of the walis of Allah? What stories and events and incidents can I explain to you? I'll tell you. There are so many in fiqh and in ilm, in the knowledge, the work of the deen that they did, but look at their lives, how they served their teachers. Allah elevated their status. So dhikr of Allah, kathira, permanent dhikr. If the insan starts doing this dhikr, alhamdulillah, then Allah Ta'ala will give those three results we discussed earlier straight away. And today that's why I've come to perform with you dhikr of the heart, dhikr kathira. That's what I'm going to teach you today, and you're going to start. Are you going to do dhikr, inshallah? You're going to learn this today? Yes, it's free of charge, bargain, marketplace, sale. And if you see the history of the deen, how big mujahidat, long journeys people went on, and they strove and made effort just to learn this dhikr, the silent dhikr, the dhikr kathira. But today the generation we're living in, Allah knows that we're living in such a generation, people have forgotten their deaths. In the beginning I said this, Allah's rahmah and karam, mercy and blessings, that before we had to go to their khankahs looking for the sheikh, the teacher. We had to pick up their slippers and spend our lives and give effort and sacrifice. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes has sent the teacher to our homes, to our locality. Subhanallah. This, I am not of any worth. I'm speaking about 40, 50 years ago. Due to this name of Allah, to attain the name of Allah, 30 years I did mujahida. That from here, I used to leave everything, my home, my business, my wife, my children, I'd leave everything. And to learn the name of Allah, regularly I would travel and sit in the khanqah of my sheikh, my sheikh's teaching place. And today, alhamdulillah, the carpet is laid out here. I remember, alhamdulillah, when I would go to Hazrat Sahib, my sheikh, then my old body, that it was a small village and there'd be a straw mat in the khanqah, and there were spiders there and beetles there, to sleep there, lie down there and eat there, the roti, bread and insects on the body, and there was creases on the clothes and different animals around, and insects would bite. But we went to learn the permanent name of Allah, the dhikr. And today we're sitting, we make a fuss, you have to beg people, you have to make announcements, adverts. Look at Allah's glory. That is such an important part of our life that will allow us to go direct into Jannah. I tell you the truth, my brothers, that we do not realize that which ditch of Jahannam we may be stood in due to our amal. Wallahi, this day and age we're living in and passing through, that every moment, second, that sometimes we're not with Iman, sometimes we're mu'min, sometimes munafiq, hypocrites, and over footsteps, over a few yards, you'll see four or five different people. The wife is something, the child is something, the daughter is something, the household is something. Different aqaid and beliefs in a home. Such a severe time we are stuck in and trapped is. We are facing this phase of the world. And to be saved from Jahannam, it seems to be impossible. But Allah's karam upon mercy, millions of times over, Allah is so merciful, and He's given us His blessing, that today a person might be falling into Jahannam, his mort has come, and it's written that in his destiny he's going to hellfire. If today that person, he could change his destiny, and Allah will take him out of hellfire and send him to paradise. Subhanallah. So what did that person do? Allah will say, what did you do? This was my guarantee to you. I sat you down, I called you, sat on the carpet, after that we fed you, and after that we begged you and requested you put the heater on, everything was according to your liking and comfort. Then I gave you that great action, Allah says, Allahu Akbar, that from the ditch of Jahannam, Allah says, I saved you, I extracted you, that no one can imagine that be saved from there. At that time we'll realize, Allah, you're so merciful and you gave me your blessings, I'm so happy. And today, if we frown from this and turn away from this, then there's no bigger ungrateful person than that in the world. Can there be anyone more ungrateful in the world who turns his face from Allah's remembrance? Impossible. We're not that much ungrateful, are we? We still have some iman, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. That, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala forgive. We don't know how much halal and haram is in our life, but even today, we say, whatever it is, Allah, broken down iman, at least we've got, haven't we? Subhanallah. At least we're moving towards the deen, or trying. So these are the du'as of our pious predecessors, that Allah's karam and mercy, that today we, us and our children, we are learning this great action of dhikr. Today you will learn this dhikr and depart. Look at the amazing result of this dhikr and benefit. You will learn this dhikr and depart. And such dhikr, I will tell you, if you do dhikr regularly and do it in your home, then the nur, the light of the dhikr, is when you sit down and do dhikr a little bit, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam demonstrated to us the benefits that when a person does dhikr of Allah in his home, then the angels in the heavens, they see that person like a shining star or moon. Subhanallah. He's remembering Allah. So the fadl of the action is, the more you try with your children to correct them, align them, and they're not coming to the right path, there's a guarantee Allah's dhikr gives. Remember this point of mine, that to the seven generations of your family, they will be corrected without telling anyone anything. Why don't you pray? The salah will come to his life. The parda will come to the girls and the women. And immodesty will go and haram will go. If the way I prescribe to you, if you do it in that way. Not just us, me and you, not just our lives and bodies, Allah gives guarantee. Why? Because Allah's blessed and pure name, Allah. Allah says, you haven't understood what is this name of mine. This masjid is stood. These pillars, four or five, there's a roof above them, a ceiling. There's a pillar here, there's a pillar here, and there'll be a beam across here, and there'll be weight on this. If you take this pillar away, then the foundation, it will collapse. But our Rabb says this whole universe, the whole universe, we cannot recognize what is in the universe. Allah says the reason of the existence of the universe is only due to my dhikr, my remembrance that the world is in existence. The universe is in existence. Imagine. And Allah says, Qiyamah, Qiyamah. We speak about Qiyamah. Look at this gathering. How big is this Qiyamah? That Qiyamah is far away. I've got yaqeen. Qiyamah is still far away. It's far. I've got yaqeen. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has told us that if even one person is present in the world remembering me, Allah says, on the crust of the earth, then Allah says, me, your Rabb tells you that Qiyamah cannot come. Subhanallah. So in that home where there's a person who remembers Allah's name, then fahash cannot come to that home. Immodesty cannot come to that home. And then three things will come to that home. Three results. Not minor things. Number one, your dunya, your world in the hereafter will become improved and corrected. You'll get this dunya which we run after. We lie. What actions we don't do. And sukoon is not in our house due to the dunya. There's no sukoon in our homes. But Allah says you'll get dunya. When Allah says you'll get good dunya, then we think we'll become rich or get shops and businesses and warehouses. No, no, no. This is not dunya. Allah Ta'ala has given us a unique solution. That dunya, when it improves, is something else. It doesn't mean more money and wealth and pomp and glory. When your dunya improves, then what happens in the dunya? Subhanallah, is that our lives, every moment, every second, every worry will be according to Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and preference. The objective that we've come for, that's called your dunya has been made, my brothers. Not that we'll depart from dunya or leave the dunya or we'll just get more money and wealth and assets. No. That our life, for person's dunya, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. What is the hasana dunya? That Allah, as long as I'm living in this world, the objective you have sent me to this world for, that my every second and moment in this world should be according to your likings and preference. Allah gives a guarantee that do my dhikr and every second of your life will be according to my desire and preference. SubhanAllah. Your hand will not commit a sin. You will not consume haram. You will not commit injustice to anyone. You will not oppress anyone. You will not suppress anyone's rights. Look, a great guarantee Allah Ta'ala has given. Great guarantee. And this is called your dunya improving, aligning. What do we call dunya? Allahu Akbar. What do we call dunya? Today is a common phrase. That, you know, we want dunya and we want the hereafter. We say this, don't we? We want the dunya to be good and we want the akhirah to be good. Deen and dunya. Deen, dunya, both of them we want. Both go in parallel. We say this. You understand Punjabi? Deen and dunya. Don't know. We want both. Deen to dunya. Oh, this is too difficult. The deen. We need both. We need world and dunya. We need the world, dunya and deen. Why? Look at the concept. The wrong concept of God. The meaning of deen and dunya is I can pray salah and then I can commit sins and no difference will be made. I can do this and I can listen to the music and the singing. I can keep the beard but just keep it just a short length, not full. So I got deen and dunya. And this is called deen dunya, deen dunya. I want a bit of dunya, a bit of deen. A bit of religion, a bit of the world. Why? We said, I've got to do this. I can dance, listen to music, do this, follow my desires, do all these actions. And I can pray salah at the end of the day as well. So this is called contamination, mixture. Is this deen and dunya? This is not what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah says, your dunya will become improved where in your life there will be no sin, no sign of sin in your life. You won't even think, contemplate about consuming haram. How? How? Allahu Akbar. Due to greed, Allah says in space, instead of the greed, I'll give you satisfaction and contentment. And a person who's content, he doesn't need money, £5 is enough for him. The barakah of £5 is so much, he has no need to run towards haram, to withhold tax or do wrong and do haram. Haram, only that person will do in his heart if he's got greed. Allah says, due to the barakah of dhikr, what will I give to you? I'll give you contentment, satisfaction, and he'll consider himself the richest from all of the people. That there's no one riches me. I have no need for anything else, he'll say. Look at this, my friends. That this is called attaining the dunya. Where the person's content with what he's got in the world. And he has good in this one hereafter. Hereafter was a humility. And those people who have bad situations at home. What does that person do? What does he not do to have a better quality of life? That he goes towards the wrong path. But Allah's dhikr, when a person does it, Allah promises in the world. And the sabr will come to your life. You'll have tawakkal Allah, trust in Allah, you'll remember Allah. You won't ask anyone for help. You won't do shirk, you won't do bid'ah, you won't do innovation, you won't do any haram action. Straight you'll run to your Rabb, to your Lord. And you'll turn to your Lord and ask from your Lord. That Allah says, I promise you when you do my dhikr, the dunya, your life will become so great that without the kingdom, you'll be the king. Subhanallah. And whenever you have a need, you put the hands up, read two rakah, salatul hajj, Allah fulfills the need for that person. What a great individual that person was. His akhirah will be improved. How will his akhirah be improved? Because akhirah is the destination, the end point, subhanallah. When death comes to a person, then the akhirah begins, the hereafter. So the dhakir, his death, how does his akhirah become? Be made that the dhakir, when he dies, then his mouth is nice and his hereafter is nice. The person who is not dhakir, the time of death is the most severe time of death in the person's life. The time of death, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us and protect us. There are many hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about the time of death and its severity. Person's in a severe, challenging time, the most challenging time of his life. But the person who is a dhakir, Allah says, your akhirah is made, and how will his akhirah be made? By dhikr? From dhikr? For him, when his mouth is visible, when his death is visible, people are crying and he's smiling and laughing at that time, the good person. And Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of his rewards for that person. His kafan that comes from above, it is has got fragrance on it. And good news comes to that person with his kafan. The cloth to be wrapped around his deceased body. And Jannah, the people of Jannah waiting. Quickly, quickly, come, come. Radiyatam mardiyya. Allah is happy with you. Fadkhulu jannati, Allah says. Go into Jannah, paradise. Enter. So will we do dhikr? If we do it, then we'll get this. This is called dunya and akhirah, both improved. Allah and his Rasul said, I'm happy. Allahu Akbar. This is the definition. And all of your objectives will be fulfilled. So your heart will become, alhamdulillah, mad in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll get to that stage. Allah ta'ala says that after presenting everything, Allah will say, okay, fine, whatever you presented, angels, but I wanted qalbi in saleem. I wanted the heart with the nur, the light. And then the people, the person who did dhikr, he'll realize the benefit of his dhikr that he did. So he comes out of the qabr, the grave. When Allah will tell people to come out of their graves, then how will the dhakirin, remember Allah, come out of the graves? That those people who will be coming out of their graves unconscious with their sins attached to them, the dhakir will come out of the grave and his face will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. Subhanallah. More shinier. And in the next phase, on the day of Hashar, resurrection. So where will this person be going? These hadith. The dhakir will he be going? What will be his hal? Darkness, very bad situation. Where will that dhakir be taken? Who remembered Allah? The person who did dhikr, ongoing. He will be taken to the position under the arsh, the shade under the throne of Allah. And when Allah will want to show the people on the day of judgment, of day of Hashar, the people of the world will be amazed that their faces are shining like the moon on the 14th night. And further, their seats on which they'll be sat will be seats of pearls and diamonds, and their members, they'll be shining, their mihrabs on their foreheads. There won't be Nabis or Shuhada. The Sahaba asked, who will they be, Ya Rasulullah? And Rasulullah replied, these will be those people who were from different tribes and backgrounds and countries like you, from different localities, like today's Majma gathering is. Different tribes, different families, different countries. And what did they do in the dunya? They'd sit down, gather in the masjid, the house of Allah, and they'd do the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Such a great achievement. Such a great fact. Have we not seen that how we are getting great news and encouragement from Allah just for a bit of effort in a little space of time? We attain success. Yes? So we realize that Allah says, I'll give the goodness to your whole family. So whose kamal is this? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَحُونَ So what do we need to do? ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Yes? So now, what is ذِكْر كَثِير? I've explained to you. It's not from the tongue, it's not from the hand, it's not done by anything, it's not done by the breath, nothing. How do we do ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا? From the heart. Now where will you go? Okay, I'll teach you. Dhikr of the heart, you have called me, invited me. So I'll teach you this dhikr of the heart. Dhikr and kathira. Will you learn? Inshallah. Put your hands up if you're going to learn. Okay, mashallah, that's good. That's good. So no one's got any doubts, you understand? This is all Quran. Totally right? Okay, now this dhikr that Allah Ta'ala has promised about this dhikr and kathira that we are going to do with the heart. I will teach you this dhikr and then I'll give you ijazah, permission to do this dhikr. And further, inshallah, we will sit down and do this dhikr together. There are two types of dhikr, as I said before, lisani and one qalbi. Dhikr of the tongue, dhikr of the heart. We'll do both, inshallah. Both are first class, beneficial. Dhikr lisani with the tongue, because there's enjoyment in that dhikr, mashallah. You enjoy, and this person like rejoices, and he's passionate, la ilaha illallah, reciting the kalimat, praising Allah. When we recite these, you'll feel enjoyment, and you'll have an emotion. Allah Ta'ala, for example, the farmer prepares the soil, isn't it? The land, then he puts the seeds in there. So this dhikr that we'll do, jahir dhikr, loud dhikr, we are preparing the fertile land. We are preparing the land. We are preparing the land. And when the land will become fertile, then we'll instill the seed. Which seed? Ismi that, the name of Allah, dhikr of the name of Allah. And that will go, the seed will go into the soil. And that's dhikr and kathira, dhikr of the heart. And then if you forget dhikr of the tongue, but then the dhikr of the heart, when we stop dhikr loud, then every beat of the heart, Allah, 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 we will do dhikr. Salih, how will it be ongoing? Alladina, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah says, do dhikr when you're standing, sitting, lying down, whilst you're sleeping. You'll be sleeping, your heart will be saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. And daimi, permanent dhikr. In the grave dhikr, on the day of Hashr dhikr, your heart will be nurani, full of light, benefit, alhamdulillah. Qalbin saleem, your heart will be. Qalbin saleem. The heart of light. You'll have attained all of these things that we discussed. So let me tell you the tariqah, the methodology. We have the heart on which we will do dhikr in the hearts. All of you will do the action. I'll give you ijazah that from your, if you, underneath your shirt, if you put your right shahada finger, so put your hand underneath your shirt, and on your heart, put your right index finger onto your heart. Everybody do this. You know where your heart is, isn't it? Everybody knows? Yes, the heart that beats. Put your finger on the heart. Put your finger onto your heart like this, under your shirt. And if everyone's got any questions, that we have learned dhikr, our peer, sahab, I have a sheikh, I've got a link with the sheikh. This has no link with that. I'm not giving you bayah. I'm not making you a murid. I'm teaching you dhikr of Allah. Yes? This is the dhikr of Allah that I'm giving to you. So put your finger on the heart. After that, when I say Allah, then you push your finger onto the heart. Press your finger onto the heart. Okay? And your heart, with the fadl of Allah, blessings of Allah, will become alive, jari, energetic. I say Allah, then push your finger. The more I say Allah, then that many times, close your eyes and press your finger, push your finger onto the heart. And when I stop saying Allah, then remove your finger from the heart, from beneath your shirt. That's all you have to do. Close your eyes, put your finger on the heart. Alhamdulillah. That's it. So you can remove your finger. So the tariqah, listen to the methodology of how to do this dhikr, qalbi dhikr in the heart. Very simple methodology. This is called maraqabah, silent dhikr. Focus on your heart. Concentrate on your heart. And do not move your tongue. And focus on your heart. And with the beats of the heart, Allah, 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 recite silently. Imagine your heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. That's all you have to do. And your heart, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, will start to beat to the name of Allah. And your qalb will become jari, alive to the heart, to the name of Allah. Reciting the name of Allah, morning and evening. Do maraqabah of this. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long you can sit down, do maraqabah. Do this dhikr, focus on your heart. And in your heart say, Allah, 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 repetitively. And these are the conditions of dhikr. If you want to attain the three things that we discussed, then it's lazim. Essentially, some people say we do dhikr, but we do dhikr, I've got this issue or that issue. But remember, first condition to get the benefit of this dhikr, first condition number one, precondition. Now all the faraid of Islam, we must adhere to them and implement them regularly. And the biggest fard is what? 5 times salah. We have to adhere to 5 times salah, then we'll get the reward, the benefit of qalbi dhikr. Otherwise we won't. Number two, principle number two, condition. Sharia and sunnah. According to the Sharia and sunnah, your appearance, your body, external, internal, must be according to Sharia and sunnah. This is not magic, this is deen. This is the way, the tariqah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Yes, this is not some minor thing that everyone can be like this. First, pray salah regularly in jama'ah congregation on time. Number two, according to Sharia, live your life and have the manners for halal haram. Your face, your parents, your external internal should be according to Sharia Sunnah. And the more you do amal on the Sunnah of Rasulullah, the more your heart will be full of light. That's the connection. Remember this. If you sin, then the heart will become black. If you do non-Sharia actions, then the heart will become black. You trim the beard, shave the beard, sin, heart black. Listen to music, heart black. Listen, look at women, heart black. Remember this. Commit sin, then darkness and nur light cannot be together in parallel. If Allah's karam, He's saving us from the fire of Jahannam, then this is not difficult for a human being to do this. Yes, Allah's karam upon us, that generations after us will be saved from Jahannam. So today let's promise inshallah, we'll pray salah regularly, and we'll fulfill all the salah. Number two, our faces, appearances, alhamdulillah, we'll bring them in line in accordance to the Sharia and the Sunnah. Two promises we fulfill. And inshallah, rizq should be halal. Halal earnings. Halal earnings, income. We cannot have haram, not lying. When we are regular in this, inshallah, we'll preserve ourselves and save our eyesight and stomach and bodies from sin, and we will save ourselves from lying. Then the dhikr of the heart will give nur ala nur, light upon light, and benefit. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلَهُونَ. That Allah says, through this dhikr, I'll give you three things. Allah's hundreds of thousands times over, millions of times over, Allah, we should be grateful to Him that He's given us the tawfiq to recite His name and to recite His name in our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala keep us, give us continuously this reward. The dhikr of Allah is so great. One great sahabi has a Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi gave him so many nasiyah. They were walking, departing Medina. And the final nasiyah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, O Prophet, please tell me such an action that Sharia ahkams, you've told me many. Tell me such an action with which my life can be made and I can get success easy. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied that, listen, Mu'adh, that when you depart from this world, then your tongue should be reciting the name of Allah. Subhanallah. So brothers, when we do it, then when we do dhikr, then we will depart the world reciting Allah's name, isn't it? And that person who practices will be successful, death will have come, and the heart will be saying, Allah, 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 Allah. So let's start from today, alhamdulillah, this dhikr, and work hard on this. You don't need to work hard. It's easy. You don't need wudu for this. You don't need a special place to do this. You don't need a masjid to do this. You're sitting in your car, start doing dhikr of the heart. You're sat at standing at your shop, start dhikr of the heart. Every moment you'll be a dhakir. Every moment a person stays as a dhakir. 24 hours that the heart doesn't get a chance to cease doing dhikr of Allah. Allah says, I've given you the heart so that you can continue to remember me. Very simple tariqah. The start, practice for a little while. It takes a little while. The shaitan, he attacks. He tries to divert. You don't lose hope. Keep working on. Keep on. Inshallah, in some days you will feel and see that your heart, whether you are awake or asleep, your heart will be saying, Allah, 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 and you will succeed, inshallah. Come, let's do dhikr of Allah for a little while. First, we'll do jahir dhikr, loud dhikr, and after that we'll do maraqbah together. Then inshallah, we'll do dua after that.
Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. المستقيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحما إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.